Hey, hello again. So this morning we started the process of cultivating refined mindfulness and stability of mind, steadiness of mind, sati and samadhi, really as supports for clear seeing, for insight or vipassana. And we began working with the breath to strengthen that steadiness and refined attention. And in most meditation traditions, the breath is used as a meditation object because bringing awareness to what's happening in our physical experience can help us to reconnect with the present moment instead of what we're often aware of, being lost in our stories about the past or our fantasies about the future. And the breath is a relatively simple experience to pay attention to. So it's a very good place to begin training the mind. And then as the sati and the samadhi get stronger, we're better able to stay present with more complex and fleeting, challenging aspects of our experience. So over the course of this retreat, we'll be gradually progressing to from fairly simple types of experience to increasingly complex ones, until ultimately nothing is excluded from the field of our awareness. And I wanted to mention that now because sometimes, especially for people who've heard a lot of the beginning instructions for mindfulness, they can develop the misunderstanding that mindfulness is just about being with the breath or just about being with the body. And they might say something like, well, I can't meditate because I can't stop thinking. Well, we're not trying to get rid of thinking. Ultimately, we can bring awareness to our thinking, to our emotions, to our moods, to our mind states. But unfortunately, because we always start with the breath and the body, sometimes people think, well, that's obviously what mindfulness is. And I actually had somebody in one of my courses say, I thought mindfulness was the breathing. I had no idea that you could bring awareness to anything other than the breath. And we can have this misperception that if our attention is somewhere else, that's bad meditation. And we yank it back to the breathing. So that's just a kind of a sneak preview of where we'll be heading. For now, in this gradual training that we're working with in the Satipatthana Sutta, as most of you, I think, know, it starts with mindfulness of the body, just knowing the body as the body. So similar to how I started the meditation instructions this morning, we begin with just that more general, you could say global, knowing that there is a body. And that general knowing of the body is a kind of a framework. And then within that, we can focus our awareness a little more closely on the sensations of the body. So this beginning, it says, mindfulness that there is a body is established in one to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And one abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. So what's being pointed to here? Bare knowledge, that phrase, bare knowledge. Sometimes also known as bare attention or bare awareness. And it's that non-conceptual, non-judgmental aspect of mindfulness. Just knowing our experience without getting caught in reactivity. That unentangled knowing that I mentioned last night. So this attitude of non-reactivity is amplified by the second part of the quote, abiding independent, not clinging to anything in the world. So in some ways the whole of our insight practice is about noticing where, when, how do we get caught in either clinging or resisting experience, liking it or disliking it, any kind of entanglement, and very commonly, any kind of taking our experience personally, making it all about me, mine, who I am. So bringing awareness back to the body, back to physical sense-based experience, is such a powerful antidote for that tendency to get lost in our thought worlds and to proliferate, which means to ruminate, obsess, get compulsive. Maybe too early in the retreat, but has anybody noticed anything in that terrain? Sometimes I wonder if it will be helpful to have like a little cartoon thought bubble playing and we could all just see the same, you know, like the Charlie Brown kind of black clouds of swirliness at times. And I don't know whether that would be helpful or just really humiliating. Probably both. So just to normalize proliferation, it's a part of what the mind does. And then everything that we're offering here, I think if there's one word that I could like to, in a way, drill into any of us, including myself, it's impersonal. It's impersonal. It's not your fault. All of these things are arising due to causes and conditions. We don't have to grab onto them and make them me and mine and who I am. My mind's proliferating. My mind's lost. I'm angry, etc. So, that was a big detour. Coming back to the body is really the antidote to all of that. And yet, again, societal conditioning, cultural conditioning, most of us, I think, tend to have a bias to value the intellect, to privilege the intellect, and to some extent not even be aware that we have a body. And I've shared the example how this was true for me. The very first meditation course that I went to in Melbourne, I think it was 1999, and the instructor would say, just sit down and pay attention to the sensations in the body. And I'd go, I don't have any sensations in my body, what are they talking about? And this went on for weeks. I think it was like week four where I was like, oh, there's a twitching in my toe. Is that a sensation? It was like a total revelation. And then this whole new world of exploration opened up. But for the previous however many years, I was pretty much oblivious. So there's a few challenges with this practice of mindfulness of the body. One is just that cultural obliviousness. And that tendency to go into our heads and to think about the body, to overlay stories about it, to concepts, to take it personally. And just to touch into this very briefly, again, societally, many of us are conditioned to focus on the appearance of our bodies. And that tends to take predominance in our society. And some of us, we can internalize our body image and lay that over our inner experience. So the body and some of those socially constructed views, they can be quite harmful. For many others, the body has been or currently is a source of physical pain or distress due to injury or illness or aging. So there may be valid reasons why coming into the body is challenging for some of us. So if this happens to be true for you, I just invite you to really approach this practice with kindness, with care. And you might begin by bringing awareness to areas of the body that feel more neutral. So even right now, how's your left earlobe? Hopefully that's fairly okay. There might not be a lot going on there, but you can know you do have a left earlobe and it's okay. Or if even that feels too much at any point, this is true of any of our instructions. You can modify them to suit what's happening for you. So if you need to do something different, maybe tune into sounds, or if the breath is soothing, you can come back to the breathing. And then feel free to check in with Dai or I if any of the instructions aren't making sense or you feel like some modification would be helpful. So for now though, just to get a brief sense of the kind of relationship that we're training in here with this first stage of mindfulness of the body, we're trying to be with it exactly as it is without our usual concepts and images and overlays. So even right now, with your eyes closed, you might just notice, if you bring awareness, say to your left hand, just let mindfulness connect with the experience in the region we call the left hand. And can you find a thing there that we might call hand? Or is hand just a concept that we overlay on that part of the body? Now you might also be overlaying an image of what you think or remember your hand looks like. But if you let that go too, what's the actual experience? And likely what you'll find there are simply sensations in space. So there might be sensations of pressure or hardness or softness, warmth and coolness, maybe tingling or itching or moisture or dryness. Or maybe for some of you, nothing much at all. And so if that's true for you, you can just know or note. Not a lot, or blankness. That's fine, you are still developing mindfulness, even by bringing awareness to the absence of sensation. So hopefully you get a sense from that, the distinction between the direct experience and the way we tend to think about our experience. And so this is a skill training to be able to bring that more refined awareness to the experience of the body and to be able to articulate it. So we're going to be practicing with that soon, working together in relational practice. And for some of you, if this is new, at first you might find it clunky or awkward because in a way, it's like learning a language. We're learning a language to articulate the experience of the body. And at first, it might feel awkward, but as we become more fluent, our ability to name the details of these sensations gets more natural and stronger. So in this next session, we're going to be working together and just exploring how is the body, and naming the physical sensations that we're aware of, using the support of each other, sati and samadhi, to help us stay present. Okay.